with Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News. Mike Harrington, I guess no surprise that Ryan Miller was named to the Olympic team, at least not based on the performance that we've seen so far. But maybe if we could project back or look back at the beginning of the year, was it such a solid deal in that regard?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jay. ESPN.com and USA Today had an embedded reporter in the selection process for 4 months, and their stories came out last night. Clearly, Miller got to the selection camp in August was the number four choice. He's moved up the charts, and right now it's either Miller or Jonathan Quick of the Kings number one. It certainly should be Miller in my eyes, obviously. But, yeah, he played himself on the team at age 33 with his play for the Sabres this season. It was by far no lock that he was going to make it simply just based on what he did in Vancouver.
Let's talk about his play this year. You've been following the team, and it has been it's not even really right to probably say an up-and-down year for the team. It's been mostly down, obviously. But talk about his play throughout the season so far.
Well, he has a certain level of maturity to his game going that we've never really seen before. He's very quiet in the crease. He even told me yesterday he's cut down some of his aggressiveness. He's gotten better with his hands, better with in the play near the post. He's butterflying less. You know, Jay, I used a little cliche Sunday against the Capitals. He was a sponge. He was soaking in every rebound. There were no leaks. He's just not dropping any pucks out in front of the net anymore. And I think mentally he's in a better place. He understands that this season is about him playing six or seven more years in the league, regardless how the Sabres do. It's about his game, being focused, managing his energy, managing his practice time. He's not a maniac like he was when he was younger in terms of practice time. And he even said the other day, I played 76 games a few years ago. It didn't do the team any good. We didn't make the playoffs. So he's really matured in a lot of those areas.
What about comparing his chances of being the starter in Russia compared to Quick's chances of being the starter?
Well, I mean, Quick, since 2010, has won a Conn Smythe Trophy and won a Stanley Cup. He's clearly a favorite guy. USA Hockey likes bringing in younger blood, but he's hurt. He hurt his groin here in Buffalo November 12th. He's not back yet. He's going to go to the AHL in conditioning. I think Quick needs to play well in the month of January to get that starting spot. Otherwise, they will go with Miller. I think they should go with Miller anyway, but they're clearly leaving it open, I think, for Quick to play well in January and take that spot. We'll have to see how that goes.
Why do you think Miller should be the starter?
I don't base it simply on his experience in Vancouver. Even David Poile, the GM of the team, said that they want guys who are playing well now. And if you want a guy who's as hot as anybody, it's Ryan Miller. On a terrible team, he's got a .927 save percentage. He's at .949 in the month of December. If he keeps playing like this and the Sabres manage his energy right, he'll be fine when they get to Russia. I think they should just go with the hot hand. It's a short tournament. And you know what, Jay, if they give the job to Quick and he has a rough go the first game, which they'll make the switch anyway. So I think Miller can keep playing well and can play himself into that number one spot.
And it seems like the focus right now, of course, is on the Olympics for Ryan Miller, but he is a free agent as of the end of the year. His contract is up. What are the prospects ahead for him?
Well, with every day that passes and every game he plays, he either makes the Sabres more in assets for a trade or makes himself more money on the free agent market. You know, I think the Sabres, when they hire a GM, will have to evaluate Miller's situation. It's going to cost them at least 7 years and a lot of money. But somebody, whether it's the Sabres or another team, will pay Miller that kind of money. The goaltending market's kind of thin. He's had a great year. You know, he's gonna be rich no matter which team he plays with. The Sabres situation really is a lot of moving parts still to see if Miller fits in.
And the final question, a personal one, will you be able to get out of Minnesota tonight and back home?
I'm thinking after flying all the way to Vancouver to get to Winnipeg and then having to drive from Winnipeg to Minnesota, the last thing I need is to read 10 to 14 inches in, you know, single-digit temperatures in Buffalo. So, yeah, I'm holding my breath on that return to Buffalo on Friday. But given the way this trip has gone, I'm certainly expecting more travel chaos.
Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News, as always, thanks very much for your time.
All right, Jay, thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.